want to go to Pyeongchang, where Kaylee Humphries and Felicia George won a bronze medal this morning in the women's bobsleigh. And we're very pleased to be joined by both Kaylee Humphries and Felicia George. And on speakerphone, it's Jeff Blair and Ashley Docking. First of all, congratulations to both of you on the medal. Kaylee, a couple of gold, a bronze, you're two-time World Cup champion. I mean, another medal for the trophy case. Tell us a bit about this race, because as you know, watching the race, and Helen Upperton was doing the analysis, and when you got to the bottom, she said, great start, drove better than the other drivers, cleaner than the other drivers. She wondered if maybe, not to make an excuse for you, but she wondered if maybe, you know, we're sort of back at that time where the Germans have figured something out about their equipment, and that there may be a little bit of an equipment gap.
I would definitely agree that equipment played a factor. In order to win bobsleigh races, you have to have the start, you have to have the drive, and you have to have the equipment. You know, yesterday we came out, I used the equipment that Justin Cripps had used. He was very successful, so it seemed like the right choice. However, there is a difference which we didn't quite account for. You know, us being women, we are lighter. And I had never driven, you know, those runners before. Mm-hmm. And so after yesterday, the speed's just not what we had wanted or had seen from me in the past. And so we went back to, you know, what we knew, what we had won races on before with. And just, it was a bit of a gamble. The runners that, you know, and the reason why we didn't go with them in the first place is because it is so cold here and they are fat runners. So we weren't sure if I was going to be slipping and sliding, and the runners we used on day one were a bit smaller just for a bit more control. Mm-hmm. But definitely felt a lot more comfortable. The equipment ran really well today. You know, but at the end of the day, I'm extremely, extremely happy with this result. You know, Felicia came out to the sport 6 months ago. And so we have worked extremely hard to get to this position, both individually as well as together as a team. And, you know, standing on that podium tonight, you know, we earned that bronze medal. I'm so happy for the both of us. And, you know, it's not been without support from every single person that helped us get here.
Felicia, I'm just wondering what it was like to prepare for a competition with someone like Kaylee, who is super intense as an athlete. I mean, we've all seen what her workout routine is and how she prepares for these events, but you're a very successful athlete in your own right. So I'm wondering if there was any adjustment period with the way that you guys prepared for competitions.
Not really. I feel like we got along with each other right away. And I think, you know, we're both high performance athletes, and I think mm-hmm. we both drew strength from that. And, you know, just being with her, and obviously, you know, Kaylee's so successful in bobsleigh, so she's been an amazing mentor for me, just teaching me the ins and outs. And, you know, I do an individual sport in track and field, and I'm usually on the line by myself and preparing by myself. So it was a totally unique experience for me to have somebody else to kind of lean on and learn from. And it was amazing. I mean, like I said, Kaylee was a great mentor to me, and it was just really great being able to prepare with her and step on the line with her and just trusting that and knowing that we were both going to give it our all.
Did you know Felicia in the run today? Like, can you, you know, I'm always interested in people who come to this sport and sort of the first time they've done it, the first year, or the first cycle they've done it or whatever. Are you at the point now where you can tell that it's going to be a really smooth ride, a really successful ride, yeah, just by the way it feels, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I did just start, but I've been sliding, you know, for the past few months. So I've definitely gotten a feel for what a good ride feels like. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being in the sled, I actually feel like we had four good runs. Today definitely felt really smooth. I know, you know, there were some turns that she was concerned with. And, you know, when she was getting them and I was in the back, I was like, yeah, girl, you got it. So, just, you know, I mean, Kim's an amazing driver, very consistent. And that's what the Olympics is about, being consistent over four runs. And she did that.
Kaylee, I'm wondering if you had a chance to talk to Alana, because I have got to think, knowing how close you two are, and I'm sure she must have just felt that was her chance to be on the, you know, get the Olympic gold just ahead of you a little bit. Have you had a chance to talk to her, and how has she handled the silver?
I have had a chance to talk to her. She definitely feels that she earned the silver tonight.
Yeah.
It was a hard-fought battle for all of us. Yamanka came out. She had four really, really good drives. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we all fought and we all, you know, it was a hard-fought battle and we all earned the positions that we got. She's really happy with her silver medal. I know she's really happy to share that experience with her brakeman, Lauren Gibbs, both of which I trained with down at Altus all summer. And so I think all of us on that podium tonight are extremely pleased with where we're at, with the work that's gone in. I know Alana was really upset earlier in the summer with the passing of Stephen Holcomb, and that hit her really hard. And so, you know, she's finding joy in the sport again was definitely going to be a challenge going into this year. And I know she attributes, you know, her performance tonight, a lot of it to Stephen. And, you know, she's loving life right now, which is fantastic to see, and really great to also be a part of that experience with her.
Kaylee, you made a great point because you watching this race, watching the four heats, I really got the sense that everybody who won a medal, they won a medal. You know, it's like everybody had to do as well as they could to get that medal. And yeah, there were differences in time and all that, but you really didn't get the sense that somebody backed into anything or somebody made a big mistake that quote unquote cost them something, did you? You really got the sense that there were three teams who in this day raced really well to the best of their abilities, you know, and the clock decides the winner. It's that simple.
Yep, I would definitely agree with that. You know, competition stiff, we've really seen women's bobsled grow in the competition aspect, and that's really cool to see, to have been a part of throughout, you know, this 4-8-12-year journey. And we definitely all had, you know, different strengths, different weaknesses going into this race, and we all did the very best we could and walked away very deserving of the positions that we got.
Kaylee, just before we let you go here, two Olympic gold medals, a bronze today. What is your plan for after you get home from these Olympic Games? Are you going to keep at it, or kind of are you satisfied with the impact that you've had on the sport for Canada?
I don't exactly know. You know, Felicia and I went into this game just living in the present moment, wanting to treat this one very different than both any experiences that her and I have had at an Olympics individually. And I think we're still really focused on that. We're going to live in the moment. We're going to enjoy, you know, our earnings and our fruit, the fruits of our labor. And we're going to take it one day at a time. I know I'm not done with sport. I know I want to continue and keep going, but what that looks like, I'm not sure yet. So I'm trying not to decide. I'm going to enjoy this time right now, and yeah, we'll see what happens in the future.